Good evening, Eagle Country, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. OrthoCincinnati, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment or learn more at orthocincy.com, and that is OrthoCincy with a Y, so we can put that debate to an end. To spell Cincy, it is with a Y, not with an I. Good for you, OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and thank you for sponsoring Crunch Time, 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation. Tonight's featured guest is the East Central Lady Trojans basketball team. We're going to talk to them in a matter of minutes. First, we got to run down the Crunch Time sports headlines, or maybe we could also call this the Crunch Time sports shout-outs. Just want to highlight some of the area teams and student-athletes that have done some really nice things over the past week or weeks, and we're going to start out with actually some classmates of these young ladies sitting to my right. The East Central wrestling team dominating a six-way event over the weekend. The Trojans shut out Rushville, Lawrenceburg, and Batesville, also took care of Moeller and Warren Central. The combined score in this five matches for EC, 349-15. Absolutely dominant on the mat. And they got a lot of kids that are ranked this year. Senior Brian Hall, number one in the state at 170 pounds. You got sophomore Blake Wolf. He currently ranks number eight in the state at 126 pounds. Senior Ben Wolf, number 15 at 152. And Cole Veal checking in at number four in 220. So the Trojans absolutely getting it done on the wrestling mat this year. A couple other area wrestlers that we want to shout out that are in those rankings as well. South Dearborn star Eli Otto, number 12 in 145, and Lawrenceburg's Noah Rolette is the 16th ranked wrestler at 220 pounds. Moving on to the next headline, got to give a big kudos to the Madison Cubs boys basketball team. Got my first look at them this past Friday, calling the Madison-Lawrenceburg game, and 50-point win for Madison. You don't see that very often. 97-47. Shot the lights out. Turned around and put up 91 points on Austin on Saturday. So if you're a Tigers fan, yeah, they did that to another team the next night, so maybe you don't need to feel too bad. Madison, really, really good this season. A couple ORVC teams off to hot starts in boys basketball. Jackson Dell, 5-1 and now 2-0 in the conference after a big win against number 9 Southwestern on Friday. Wyatt Day, Cameron Gell, and Will Neal all averaging double figures for the Eagles. And then South Ripley, they're 5-0. They got a win over number 14 South Decatur, proving that South Ripley, quite frankly, has what it takes to win the sectional. South Decatur might be the best team in that sectional. We'll see when that time comes around. But South Ripley, led by a four-year starter in Cody Samples, recently eclipsing the 1,000 career point mark, and has a chance to actually be the all-time leading scorer at South Ripley when it is all said and done. Last week's guest on Crunch Time, the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers, well, they kept pace with Greensburg atop the EIAC standings in girls basketball. They're now 4-0 in the conference with a win over Rushville. Kirsten Cross, Katie Johnson leading the way with 15 points each in that contest, and Kristen Roark had 12 points for the Lady Tigers. They played that game without star player Kiera Lowe, so a nice win for Coach Zane White and his Lady Tigers. Got to give a shout out to the Batesville and Oldenburg Academy football teams. Their annual Turnover Hunger fundraiser, a huge success, raising $15,000 for the Weekend Backsack program. That is going to distribute food to local elementary schools, so really good stuff there. And congratulations to Abby Hensley, the South Dearborn soccer star, committed to Franklin College last week. She's a four-year letter winner, made all-conference in 2019, helping the Lady Knights win the sectional and the regional championship. Also carries a 3.6 GPA and has already been accepted into the pre-medicine program at Franklin College. And finally, that brings me to our featured guest tonight, the East Central Lady Trojans basketball team, carrying momentum from last year's team that won a school record 23 games, and they're carrying that momentum into 2020. 6-0 this season, ranked in the top 10 in Class 4A. Have a big week ahead of them as they get back on the court. Haven't played a game since December 5th, but it is now time for our Crunch Time starting lineup. So we're going to announce who we have on the show tonight, starting with Coach.
Coach Kevin Moore in my 12th season here.
Kyle Maxwell, I'm senior point guard.
I'm Charleston McCrory, and I'm a senior as well.
All right, and I don't know if you tuned into the show last week, but something new that we're doing with starting lineups, since there's only three of you here, I want each of the three of you to shout out a coach or a teammate, somebody that's either helped you personally this year or helped the team in general, just to kind of shout out some of those that aren't in studio tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I can say that Rick Baker, my varsity assistant, one of my two varsity assistants, has done a great job. He's actually at a youth practice right now going through our motion offense, press breaker with our third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. So for him to do that and spend the time and dedicate as much as he does for our program with film and game prep, he, along with all the other assistants, I have to give them a lot of shout-outs.
All right, Kyla.
I'm going to shout out to Coach Shaver because he's always a little bit late to practice during the week because he has to work, but he always rebounds my free throws for me afterward.
Very good. Charson?
I'm going to give a shout out to Coach Johnson because me and him bicker a lot, but he definitely makes me laugh.
All right, and we're certainly going to talk more about some of your teammates as we roll on here on Crunch Time. But, hey, 6-0 to start the season. Last game was December 5th, so how's it been with a little bit of a layoff? I understand we were talking off the air, finally got to maybe have a real practice yesterday.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm no good at home as much as I've been at home the last 2 weeks. My wife can probably attest to that. But it allowed us to, from a coaching staff, to really – watch a lot of film. As the season gets moving along, you're playing, practicing. I mean, the game film, you don't have a lot of time for that in January. But we've been able to prepare for a lot of opponents during this quarantine time. And I know our kids were itching to get back at it. And as you said, last week we got back at it on Wednesday. But today was like our official first practice without masks. So I came away very impressed with the conditioning that the kids remained in during that time. With being gone since December 5th, that was the first time I'd seen them in over 2 weeks. So they put the work in on their own as well. It was good to see.
Yeah, speak a little bit more about putting that work in on your own. Is it tough kind of stopping and starting and trying to get going again? Because this is a season like none other.
I was definitely worried we were going to be out of shape when we came back, and then having to play Tuesday and Wednesday, I thought that was also going to hurt us since we couldn't do any conditioning at practice with our mask on. But I think that we're all kind of just glad, even though no one wants to get quarantined, that we did, because now it's better to get quarantined now than 2 months from now or in February when sectional starts.
Sure. So. You want to add on to that at all, Charson?
No. That was good.
Good answer right there. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your success so far this season. 6-0, and this is something that is not new to East Central. You guys tried to schedule up as much as you can in really any sport, and it does help you come sectional time. But right out of the gate playing that Heritage Christian team has a young lady that's going to go to Michigan and took care of them fairly easy. So you guys have just been playing pretty lights out on both ends of the floor. Talk about those early successes and what's going right for Lady Trojans basketball.
Well, so as you said, you know, we try to schedule up, and around here, you know, we play our conference schools, but there's not a lot of other schools that want to play us, and, mm-hmm. and I think that's a compliment to us. So for us to go out and find non-conference opponents, we have to travel to Indy, we have to travel to Bedford, we have to, you know, go across state lines to Ohio and Kentucky, and that's what we need to do to challenge ourselves. We're not always about the record in terms of regular season wins. You know, a lot of people get caught up in that. When you look at professional sports, all teams play basically the same opponents. Mm-hmm. College and high school, it's your schedules are dictated by who you play. And yeah, we're 6-0, but I feel like we have played six opponents where we were challenged. And to me, that's really what we're trying to do here, especially getting ready for Martinsville and Bloomington South and Columbus East, Columbus North. For that sectional, that's brutal. And we certainly don't want to look ahead to regional, but you know, that's what we're about. We're not trying to just win a sectional again. We're trying to advance deep into February, and by playing the Heritage Christians, the Mount Vernons, and you know, this week we haven't talked about it, we're playing Mount Notre Dame. You know, those are the teams that really gets me going. You know, I love preparing for that kind of stuff. And yeah, we score a lot of points, but it starts at the defensive end, and these two are you know, a big reason for that. Kyla is our best perimeter defender, and Charson McCrory might be the best talker on defense that we've ever had in our program. She should get a lot of credit for the way we play defense. She allows us to do that because she's the rim protector that is always talking. And then I want to give her a shout out for being able to do that and having the confidence and knowing what to say. You know, you can get on kids about wanting to talk. Well, some kids just don't know what to say.
Sure.
So for Charson to have that basketball IQ on knowing what to say on defense and knowing the scouting report and trusting the scouting report and getting her teammates to do the same thing, that says a lot about her.
Well, let's add on to what Coach just said there. I want one of you to talk about some of the things that you can improve on as a team, you know, after these six games, and then a couple of the positives. Charleston, if you want negatives or positives?
I'll go with a few negatives.
Okay, what can the Lady Trojans get better at that maybe wasn't so good in those first six games?
Like he said, I do talk a lot, and it would be nice to hear the rest of the girls speak up a few times too, because I know we all need to be able to communicate out there and to get good wins against all these good teams. So,
absolutely, that's a good one.
And oh yeah, free throws as well. We do a lot of running in practice because of that. So
yeah, I've been there. And Kyla, what about a couple of the positives that have been really good so far this season?
I think some good positives is everyone wants to win. And everyone was willing to put in the work to do that. I know that we all look at the scouting reports. Everyone watches film on their own time, not just when we watch it together at practice. And everyone stays after to shoot at least a few times a week when practice is over, even though practices go on for a while. Like, everyone puts in the extra work, too, because we all want to win.
That's awesome to hear. And I believe, was it the Mount Vernon game, Coach, that you were out?
It was.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because it's a unique experience. We know 2020 has been weird, but not having your head coach physically on the sideline for a big game like that, how was that experience for you as players? A little silence. Oh, it was great. Coach wasn't there to yell at me.
Even though he wasn't there, he was there, to say the least. And I knew that we were still going to go out and play because I didn't want to let him down. And Coach Baker, he shouted him out. He was our head coach that game. And I definitely didn't want to let him down because if we would have lost, I feel like he would have blamed himself. But I'm just glad. Like, I had faith in our team that we were going to come out and do it no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like we all trust each other and all the coaches to be able to go out there and play the best we can.
Yeah, I just thought it was neat seeing that score line and seeing everybody come together to get the win despite Coach not being there. You want to add on to that?
And then just the not just missing the game, but missing the practices leading up to that.
Yeah.
And that kind of echoes the fact that we've had the same staff for so long. So with me being gone, I hated it. But at the same time, I knew that, you know, Coach Baker, Coach Johnson, Coach Swinney, Coach Shaver, and Coach Jackson were there, and they knew what they were, what I would be expecting. And I did have, you know, camera set up. I was watching practice, and you know,
getting real good at the Zoom call and everything.
You know, putting together the practice plans, the scouting report. But I knew that it was going to be delivered to the players in a fashion by our staff that it was the right way to do it. And then I knew that these kids would compete. You know, Kyle said it best. You know, we've had a lot of success the last 11 and a half years, but this team right here, they compete at everything. It's big on our practice schedule every day. Everything's a competition, and that kind of breeds success.
I couldn't agree more. You're listening to Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoSensi, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Dr. Rob Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Roman Trimba, conveniently located here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need. We are talking to the East Central Lady Trojans girls basketball team, and we have Kyla Maxwell, Charleston McCory in the house tonight, the senior leadership on the team. Now, there's a couple other individuals on your team. The names are Josie Trable and Hope Fox. And Coach, you said in an earlier interview this before the season started, you thought they had a chance to be one of the top scoring duos in the state, and they are certainly off to a good start.
They are. I mean, off the top of my head, I think they're averaging right around 17, 18 points a game. And it comes from within our offense. You know, we run an offense that's equipped to allow them to play to their strengths, you know, whether teams are playing man or zone. I think we could get Hope to hunt for some more shots. Just she's that good of a shooter, but she's that good of a kid. Like, she doesn't really want to shoot the ball every time, but it's not that. That's her role on the team, and these two do a nice job of getting her to understand that. And then Josie can score in all three levels. You know, she can really attack the basket really well, scores it on the block, has a nice pull-up game, and then has really, in the last 3 to 4 weeks, has shot lights out from the three-point line. And I think that's what's really going to show in these next few weeks as we head into February, her ability to shoot the ball from the perimeter.
Sure, and well, you two young ladies are scoring the ball just fine this year as well. And for Kyla, you're the leading assist person on the team. Does it make it a little bit easier when you got so many different teammates that can score the ball? I mean, you're just looking for them all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely makes it easier, especially because both of them run the floor very well. And I like to push, and so does he offensively, because I don't think that there's anybody that can guard them, because they're both very, very talented. So it definitely makes my job easier because they work to get open, and they're always there for too.
And Charson, one of my favorite things about you is, sure, you can score down low, but I love that you can step away and hit the three ball.
Yeah. It's definitely nice being 6'1 and not everybody knowing that someone like me can be able to shoot the ball. So
it's just another added dimension to the offense. I'm sure Coach can add on to this. Spacing is so important in the game of basketball, and having some of those outside shooters to leave the lane open for Kyla or Josie, whoever it is, that's got to be awesome as a coach.
It is, and we're very multifaceted in terms of how we can play. You know, if we wanted to play big and run our high-low offense, you know, we can put Charson and Ertl or Trable down on the low post and let them go to work. But we're not just pigeonholed into being big anymore. We have the ability to get by people, and with our dribble handoff action offense, it allows Kyla and Hope and Julia Thiemann and Nobby and Trable and all these kids that can handle the basketball to score for themselves or to create for others. And, you know, as you said, Kyla leads us in assists, but she right now is also operating on a 3-to-1 assist ratio. And at high school basketball, to have that ratio, that's outstanding.
Unbelievable. I love hearing that stat. And taking a look at your schedule, we mentioned earlier, haven't played since December 5th, so you're going to get an opportunity, we hope, to play a bunch of games in a short amount of time, and we joked off the air that it's always funner playing games than it is to practice, but it all starts tomorrow night on the road at South Dearborn, another opportunity to pick up a conference victory. And girls, I know this is one of the main goals of the season is to win conference, so obviously an important game coming up. How pumped are you to get back on the court and play such a meaningful game right off the bat?
I'm definitely excited to get back on the court, and everything we've been doing like all week and the weeks before, Coach just says he just wants us to get better. So no matter what drill we're doing in practice, no matter who we're playing, we want to get better. So tomorrow's game is just trying to get us better so we can play a better Wednesday.
Another chance to get better. I like that. And you also have Mount Notre Dame on the schedule, number one team in Ohio. Charson, what are you looking forward to playing a team of that caliber? It's easy to get pumped up for that game, right?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty excited to show everybody what we can actually do. I know going around school, we've been hearing, why would you schedule that with the girls? Like, oh no, that's not going to be good. But I think we all know what we have and to put a game out there, so I think we'll be just fine.
Going to be a great midseason test, and I see that the game at Silver Creek got postponed. Is there any chance that that's going to get rescheduled? Because another great team to put on the schedule.
Yeah, no, they're 3A number one right now, and from a scheduling standpoint, it just didn't work out on that date, but we both still have an open game on our schedule, and I'm sure we can all attest that January there could be some more movement around, so we're going to keep that game intact. We just haven't picked a date yet. So we were initially supposed to have a holiday tournament, and when all this developed in the fall season, we were worried about hosting, so, and they were one of the teams, so we hated to give up the opportunity to play them, so I was glad that we got a chance to maybe get them back on the schedule.
So I do see holiday tournament games on your schedule. Is that something actually is going to happen?
Yeah, we hope so. So next Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going down to Scottsburg. They have an eight-team event. So we'll get two games on Tuesday and then one Wednesday morning. And then based on that, those three games results, you'll play a cross-pool game. So we hope to be in the championship game on Wednesday night. And that's, you know, four games in 2 days. It certainly symbolizes a combination of a sectional and regional feel with two games in 1 day. So, you know, that's the reason we scheduled that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Lawrenceburg's in that tournament, right?
They are. They're on the other side. So with us, we have the host school Scottsburg, Evansville Wrights, and Brown County. And then on the other side is Bloomington South. So we'll get a chance to potentially see a sectional opponent. Jennings County, who I think is one of the most improved teams in the state. Lawrenceburg, and then Charleston is on the other side.
Well, that's a fantastic tournament, and I mean, no rest for the weary. We're going to flip the calendar to 2021. You got Bedford North Lawrence, big game against Greensburg in the conference, Rushville as well, and just there's never an off night, but I think that's good for a team that you have highly ranked, high aspirations and expectations this year. So the schedule's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, it's another coach in the area kind of gave us a compliment the other day and said that we're kind of the measuring stick for his team, and you know, to me, that's a compliment. And we talk about it all the time. You can't take games off on our schedule. Like, you're going to get everybody's best punch. And we're not always going to have our best offensively, and that's why we put so much emphasis on defense and so much emphasis on these kids understanding how to guard, who to guard, and where to guard the opponents, and they do such a great job of doing that.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck with all these upcoming games and the rest of the season. But right now, I think I want to turn it over to have a little fun here on Crunch Time. Another thing that we started last week is what we call bowl games. And we have some just fun questions in there. And, Coach, you are certainly welcome to participate in this as well. So we're just going to draw some questions out. Obviously, whoever draws, you can answer. If anybody else wants to answer that particular question, you can. Otherwise, you just grab one and go, and we'll do as many as we can until we move on to the next thing.
Love it.
I got favorite junk food.
Okay.
Easy. Ice cream.
I love it. I'm going to ring the bell on that. I love ice cream as well. You looked excited for that question, actually. All right. On down the list. Charson, you're next.
Mine says texting or talking. I'm going to have to do talking because I'm a pretty dry texter, and I'm a talker. I like to talk to everybody.
I'm a little surprised at that. I figured every high school student was just going to say, I love texting. But
no,
that's
I'm
an
not
old
a huge
school
fan.
Answer, and I love it.
I would say she might be, I would have answered that for her that way. She's certainly.
I guess that
school.
Makes sense, though, because she's the one doing all the
she
talking
does,
on defense.
Does.
So that makes sense. All right, Coach, what you got?
I have fill in the blank. Our team is a joy to coach.
Perfect. Love it.
Don't you be cheating.
He's over here digging them out.
Putting back the ones they don't want to answer for those that can't see here. Go ahead, Kyla.
This is a morning person or night owl, and I would say I'm a morning person.
Okay.
Mine says hidden talent. If you don't have one, what is something you'd like to be good at? I would like to be a good singer. I don't really have any hidden talents, but
all right.
I think being able to sing would be nice.
That would be pretty cool. And to go back to the morning person thing, that's going to be put to the test for me. I got morning shift on Thursday. That's a 4 a.m. wake-up call.
Ooh, that's way morning.
Coach, what you got?
If you could go pro in a different sport than you are currently playing coaching, what would you pick? I love golf. I'm not very good at it, but if I could be good at something, that's what I definitely want to be good at.
Add-on question, did you see Tiger and Charlie playing over the weekend?
Yeah, so my son is a golfer in training, and we may go a different direction after watching that.
Yeah, I'm still trying to be good at golf. It's not working out well for me either. All right, on down the line, what's the next question, Kyla?
This says, if you could watch one team for the rest of your life, which team would you choose? Easy. Us. I would just turn on the huddle, watch us all night.
I like that. That's good.
Okay, this one says favorite pizza topping. And I know this sounds weird, but I would have to go with corn.
Wow.
After this, I'm going to get pizza, and I'm going to go get corn on there. So,
is that it? Just corn? Or what else goes on
a pizza
like that?
I do corn, pepperoni, and meatball.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's different.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I've not tried it, but it sounds good. All right.
Go ahead.
This question is best ice cream flavor.
Did you wait? Hold on.
I told her about it.
I was going to say this
Charson
was not this was
me.
Not a random pick.
Yeah, right, it was selected. I got to go with black raspberry chip from Grater's.
All right, it wouldn't be my first choice, but not bad. All right, what else we got?
I don't have.
I've got one more here. Favorite TV show. My wife and I we watch a lot of series together. Our favorite show is Yellowstone. I don't know if anybody ever watches that out there. Kevin Costner show.
It's really good. It's on the list.
It's good.
But it's hard to find the previous full seasons.
Oh, gotcha.
So, all right, let's do another round or two, and then we're going to move on to our last segment. Are we liking bowl games? Is this fun?
Yeah, this is fun.
See, in the past, I was just standing over here trying to come up with all these questions. This makes my job so much easier.
Okay, this one says favorite sport to watch. Of course, basketball.
All right, easy one. Kyla got a couple of questions she didn't really care for, so I guess I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board with some of these.
I have a pre-game ritual. I fill out our scorebook during the JV game, and I eat a bag of popcorn, and they always make fun of me how I eat it, so that's my pre-game ritual.
Fantastic. All right. One more, and everybody can answer the same question, whatever it is.
This is dream job.
Okay.
And I probably would have to be something where I make a lot of money, but I don't really do that much. So
it's a great answer.
Maybe I'll just like test out some new gadgets for a company or something.
Great answer. Dream job.
I think I want to be a forensic scientist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well, we're going to move on to our last segment here, Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And again, don't know if you tuned in last week, but we now play trivia at the end of
Love it.
Crunch Time. And the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers set the bar high. They scored all 7 points that they were able to score. And these questions are going to be Central themed, so you should be able to do just fine at this. And if you need multiple choice, I do
can
have that lined
other?
Up for you. Yes, you can
okay.
help each other. Absolutely,
okay.
This is a team sport, and the first question should be a pretty easy one. How many teams are in the EIAC?
8.
All right, 1 for 1. Next, what is your current rank in Class 4A in the IBCA poll? And if it's changed between this morning and now, I apologize, but I believe...
In the IBCA, as of today, we were 6th.
Absolutely. 2 for 2. Next, last season, you set a record for wins at EC. How many games did you win?
23.
I was going to say, you played them all. You should know it.
I think it was 23.
Bonus point if you can tell me what the previous record was for wins.
I know. Let's see if you know.
I have a guess. 21.
Yeah, my favorite number. So we're on track to maybe match the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. Okay, this should be fairly easy. Kyla Maxwell recently joined the blank club.
200 assists.
I'm glad that you knew that. And I also had it on the computer screen over here just in case you needed a little extra help. And finally, the last question.
I was thinking school.
Is... where is the IHSAA Girls Basketball State Championship played? What is the arena name? I know Coach will know it, but do either of you know what the arena name is?
Yeah, isn't it? Is that called an arena, or can we just call it the Pacers Stadium? Just say it.
Bankers Life.
There you go. All right.
Bankers Stadium.
Bankers Life Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis, and we hope that you make it all the way to that arena. That would be certainly awesome, but you guys are off to a great start. We hope that the rest of the season goes well for you, and certainly appreciate you taking the time to be a part of Crunch Time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Trav, for having us. It's awesome that you guys do this for high school sports in the area.
Well, I appreciate that, and we do have repeat guests, so you go out, you win the conference championship, you win a sectional, we're probably going to be asking you to come back.
Yeah,
so,
we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Please keep your Mondays open. You might be back on Crunch Time, and I appreciate you enjoying the bowl games and the trivia part of this, and makes it a lot of fun for me as well. So one more time, thanks to the East Central Lady Trojans girls basketball team. They will be in action at South Dearborn tomorrow, looking to go 7-0 on the season and improving to 2-0 in the EIAC, potentially. And got to thank our sponsor, OrthoSensi, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Make sure you are checking them out online at orthosensi.com. This has been another edition of Crunch Time on Eagle Country 99.3.